These are the words of Shmuel Kaplowitz about Rabban and Zal.
I came in a week into Cheshvan, Tavshin Chav. I walked in when the Shiva just finished saying a Hesed for the Shloshim, for the Biskidov. I just missed it. I came from Ireland. I've been there 2.5 years. I was influenced to come here when the Mayhartin came from San Saifu. Before Ireland, there was a half year in Tells. And before that, I grew up in Chassan Seifer, that was the over 10 years. Then I was influenced to come here, but when I saw that May Hassan came here from Chassan Seifer, a pilot sent him here. And I saw that after Vine, I came here, my Scheichman helped me get in. Probably it was more his status for me than the Fahad I had from Vine, because I don't think I did that well on the Fahad for them to really jump like and get me in. And I was here from that time until, I'm still here now, but I was around the yeshiva almost the whole time until the yeshiva's petita. I remember when he was said his shmuz, and you could see that it was his way of his living, his way of his thoughts, his life, it was part of him. You see, when we said Shmuz on the Yom Naram, and how that you see the Mr. Dinat on him, and when he was speaking on Hashem Yom Kippur, you see his fiery face was burning inside, and he was crying, especially before Nila, before Musaf, I think it was also, you could see him cry. When he sang this Shia, you saw that he held it. That's the Torah. That's the way it was. He was so sure of himself. He knew what he was saying. It wasn't shy to say different. It was very rare that somebody tried to ask a kasha in the shir. But when the person asked a kasha, he had what to answer. And I never saw him chayzer from as far as anything. Shabbos by the table, but he said this was with the Oilam. And then he said, came out the whole time he was talking with the Oilam. He always had to say the Mishnah Buddha with him. I remember one time, I don't think I had it myself, but I stood up from him with every other year by benching. So he said that you say, Kir Melech, then Lech Nata, you only say it as Shan, the word Melech, and you don't say it on Yom Tovim and Neshchaydish. And by Shemes, you always say Melech. Shemes, or Melech, he said the Chalek Shemes, you always misspell to the Bain Shalom, that in the Gerah, that he's the Melech Nachem Lachem. The Shonet, they miss a din. But normal benching, it's not as Malchus that's thanking the Bnei Shalom, and I don't remember clearly how he differentiated, but he said, you don't say Melech, you shouldn't say Melech, and the other Yom Tov and the Shchaydish. Shach Nesukah was Nifta. He said, Hesped on the Shchaydish, he wasn't in America at the time of the Fetidus, it wasn't by Levaya. Nesukah's hotel, he landed. He was crying as if it was his only child. The mom was here then, and not only the children, but I think the parents were here. His, the Rav Mashach Mazukas parents, they were the Zukas from the Glenmore Hotel. And you see that he was crying like an only, his own child had been nifted. And I think they remember Rav Mashach was on a pretty close side with him. The old kitchen building, and she took care of the linen. Like she took care of bringing in the tea for the sheep if you needed. You could see every time, like he said, a lot of Shabbos, he'd say, Shabbos, are you working on Shabbos to the kitchen? When he came from davening, he'd go into the kitchen to say, Shabbos to the cook. It was there. Also, there was a shake, it's Bernie at that time. He treated him pretty nicely. But Bernie, and remember, she used the covers for the shiva, more than a lot of Talmidim. somebody would go to Ben and the Shiva meet him, if it isn't that, he'd jump and run and go to the country. Even though he was sick, that was him. Sometimes it's a racha, the ones that were very close to him. Like when he spoke to him learning by the table, by the Suda, or other times, he might see like they were like his children or something. On a real close basis, he felt a very closeness to them. I remember with Chaim Epstein as Bacha yet, Meistem was used to come and used to be in close to them at Meistem, and Moshe Hirsch, which I remember who else, when I don't know if him, Moshe Weiss used to come in when he sat over the shir before the shir. He sat over the shir in front of a few Talmidim, and at that time it was those four. I don't think there was a fifth one. And that I never saw how it went, but I imagine he showed some closeness to him. This Moshe Hirsch is the one that's traced for Shimon's.
I haven't met the other.
That's what I want to say.
Okay,
And the Meistem is Pesach. Mm-hmm. Kind of, and everybody knows who he is.
Right.
Like years of covered that the people had him, the Talmidim.
Yes.
Even the big Talmidim. Remember, my Heshkot was very happy years of covered that.
Thank you very much for your words, Rabbi Kaplowitz. Thank you.